Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." Most of us see the word wealth and think, well, that has nothing to do with me. But as we pointed out in previous devotionals, most of us are quite wealthy when compared to the world population of 7.5 billion people right now, and especially when compared to the living standards of the human race over the past 5,900 years. So we should think of Proverbs like this one in terms of whatever level of wealth you do gain. So we read, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished," and we understand that to mean whatever amount of wealth you have gotten will diminish if it is gained by vanity. But what does that mean? Well, one example would be the lottery. And we don't have to guess about this. I've seen people win thousands of dollars and it never did them a lick of good. I knew of a man near the town I grew up in who won the state lottery years ago, and it wrecked his life, and he ended up just a few years after winning that lottery, he got drunk and crashed his boat and died. You just get on your internet browser, open up a search engine, and type the words "lottery winners who lost it all." I did, and came up with pages of stories about people who won big in some lottery only to end up broke, some of whom, like this other fellow, ended up dead. Many of these links were to articles about several such lottery winners in the single article, so you multiply all those articles by who knows how many. One story was titled, "23 Lottery Winners Who Lost Millions." So our proverb is true, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. And there are other forms of vanity that may make a person rich, but will only end up with that person gaining such wealth only to be diminished to the point of bankruptcy. Reality TV stars, for example, there are all kinds of stories out there you can find about them, or the YouTube unknown celebrities, or now it's TikTok and some of these others, Instagram. There are people who sue and win millions. Sometimes their lawsuit's legit, but after they win millions, they lose it all. Others sue and it's illegitimate. There are people who inherit millions from parents or other relatives, and it's a legit thing, but they end up broke. And there are others that we could list who have wealth just fall into their lap in various vain manners, and within months or a few years, they're diminished and even worse off than they were before they hit the jackpot. Why? Because they don't know how to handle money. They don't pay the proper taxes, they don't put anything in savings, they don't make investments that appreciate or draw interest, and then you add on the fact that money not earned is money not appreciated. They just spend it. When a man works for what he is more careful to spend wisely and to put back some for security, which is what the second half of our proverb says, "But he that gathereth by labor shall increase." Now, there are some who inherit the family riches, and they do not diminish. Why is that? Because these people appreciate their parents, and they work to prepare for the day they inherit the family business and family heirlooms and inheritance. So in this case, the wealth is not gotten by vanity, and that's the key. And we want to be like those people. You see, we are inheriting eternal life in the kingdom of God, and it comes to us free of charge by new birth. We are adopted into the family of God. And that would be disastrous if we didn't appreciate what our Heavenly Father has done for us, sending His only begotten Son to die for our sins by the shedding of His own blood on the cross. If we have gratitude for such an amazing sacrifice on our behalf, and we understand the magnitude of His victory over sin and death when He rose from the dead, then we will want to know Him, learn of Him, and learn from Him, and serve Him with our lives, and the result will be an abundant life in the here and now, and eternal life that begins right now and extends into and throughout all of eternity. But he that gathereth by labor shall increase, and great will be our reward when we get that amazing inheritance purchased for us and on our behalf by the blood of Jesus Christ, working not to be saved, but because we are saved. For we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works.